Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, October 6th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
I'm still gathering the data on it. Part of my, it was my life that I left behind, so I still need to do a lot of research. I want to have that information, I'll come back to you.
Jim Gavin withdraws from the presidential race and Gaza peace talks in Egypt. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up, this morning. Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin has pulled out of the presidential election race. The former Dublin GAA manager is withdrawing with immediate effect. News Talk's chief reporter Barry White has more.
Jim Gavin says he always knew the presidential campaign would be robust and challenging. In a statement late last night, he said recent days gave him cause to reflect. He says he made a mistake which was not in keeping with his character and the standards he set himself, and he's now taking steps to address the matter. It comes after reports Mr. Gavin owes a former tenant €3,300. During a presidential debate yesterday, he said he was looking into the matter but did not have all the information. It means it's now a two-horse race between Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys and independent candidate Catherine Conley.
Well, the Taoiseach says he fully understands Mr. Gavin's decision and believes it's the correct one. Micheál Martin says Jim has accepted he made an error in relation to an issue which has arisen in recent days. He says he's clear he doesn't want to bring controversy onto this office and he wishes him well. Donald Trump's urging Gaza peace talks to move fast or else a massive bloodshed will follow. Egypt's agreed to host discussions today on releasing the Israeli hostages. Delegations from both Hamas and Israel will meet in Sharm el-Sheikh. Efrat Machikawa, whose relatives were previously held by Hamas, says she's glad the US president can see the urgency of the situation.
He's very determined in making a real plan, understanding it's not only about the humanitarian crisis, it's also about the stability of our region. We all hope all the families will have some kind of a closure.
Final budget negotiations will continue today ahead of tomorrow's announcement. Ministers are preparing a tighter budget to previous years. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Despite having a €9.4 billion pot that includes €7.9 billion in extra spending, this budget is going to feel like a disappointment for a lot of people. There will be no widespread cost of living one-off benefits as there were in previous years, while working people won't have the benefit of an income tax package for the first time in a number of budgets. Workers will lose out to tax cuts for the hospitality sector, though those won't kick in until the middle of next year. A VAT rate cut for the construction of new apartments also looks on the cards. Students are likely to not get the €1,000 cut to fees seen last year, but may see a more permanent cut of €500, an increase on last year, but it will be sold as a permanent reduction. And while core social welfare rates look set to rise, it could well be less than the €12 seen in Budget 2025. Yet amid the disappointment, the government, on the other hand, also faces accusations of overheating the economy with profligate spending and guaranteed criticism from the opposition that it's not doing enough.
Gardaí are continuing to question a woman in relation to a fatal assault in County Tipperary. A 47-year-old man was found unresponsive at a house on O'Callaghan's Lane in Carrick-on-Shore at about 11 o'clock on Saturday night and later pronounced dead. A 24-year-old woman was arrested at the scene. She remains in custody this morning. They're both understood to be from Eastern Europe. Barry Roach, Southern correspondent with the Irish Times, says Gardaí are awaiting the results of a post-mortem exam.
They received a 999 call at around 11:30 on Saturday night, and when they arrived at the house, they found a 47-year-old man unresponsive after it appeared he'd suffered a number of stab wounds. Paramedics were called and attended to him, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. His remains were removed to University Hospital Waterford, where a post-mortem examination began about 5 o'clock on Sunday. That was due to finish late on Sunday night.
Fresh calls are being made for the immediate release of volunteers who were detained while attempting to deliver aid to Gaza. 16 Irish citizens are among nearly 500 people detained after Israeli authorities intercepted the Global Summit flotilla last week. Sinn Féin is tabling an emergency motion at a meeting of Dublin City Council tonight. Councillor Donnchadh Doolan says their demands are very clear.
We want cross-party unanimous support, sending a very loud and clear message from the largest local authority in Ireland, demanding they be released immediately. And it's also worth remembering that one of the people being held is a former city councillor, now Senator Chris Andrews. And we want to send out a clear message from all parties, speaking loudly, in unison, with one clear demand. They need to be released.
The National Ploughing Championships will return to County Offaly next year. Scraggan will play host for a second consecutive year and for the fifth time in the event's history. The 95th edition will take place from the 15th to the 17th of September 2026. Assistant Managing Director of the National Ploughing Association, Anna-Marie McHugh, says the site outside Tullamore is the ideal venue.
We're delighted to say that we're going back to Scraggan again. So 2 years in a row at the one venue. Look, the reaction to it was great. I have to say, from the time we announced Scraggan, it was very, very positive because we had concerns. We had three tough years in the site in Offaly with weather the last time. But even so, people just really like the venue. It's very central for all over the country. So we're delighted that all the main parties involved have agreed for us to go back for another year.
Singer Charlotte Church says the press tried to paint her as a figure of sin during the time she claimed she had her phone hacked. The 39-year-old was paid substantial damages and given an apology from the publisher News Group Newspapers. Church told The Big Issue that reading the terrible things written about her each day was like a knife to the skin. Sport now, and Shamrock Rovers have kept alive their hopes of winning a First League and Cup double in 38 seasons. The Hoops set up an FAI Cup final date with Cork City next month by beating Kerry FC 6-1 in the semi-finals last night. Rovers will be crowned SSE Airtricity League Premier Division champions on Friday if they avoid defeat to Shelburne. Derry City delayed the title celebrations by winning 1-0 at home to Sligo Rovers yesterday. Waterford got a massive boost in their bid to stay up with a 2-0 victory over Drogheda United at the RSC. While Arsenal are the Premier League leaders into the international break, the Gunners moved to the summit on Saturday with a 2-0 win over West Ham. Champions Liverpool suffered a third straight loss in all competitions, going down 2-1 at Chelsea. Manchester City moved to within 3 points of Arsenal with a 1-0 win at Brentford yesterday, while Jack Grealish's late winner saw Everton end Crystal Palace's 19-game unbeaten streak. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.